Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Tamid, and we're up to Parakei Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Zachah B'Ketores Hayinotas Kaf. Whoever won the lottery to be able to be Makter the Ketores would take the Kaf. V'Kaf Domel L'Tarkav Gadol. It was like this big ladle Shel Zahav made out of gold. Machzik Shloshes Kabim that actually held three Kavs. V'Abazach Hayu B'Tocha Malei V'Kadosh Ketores. And there was a spoon inside of it that was heaping with Ketores. V'Kisoy Hayulo. And the ladle had a cover so that nothing would fall into the ketores as they were bringing it around. And the cover had a little ring on top of it that they would be able to lift it off of the ladle with. Moving on to Mishnah Hay, Misha Zachah B'Machta, whoever was able to bring the shovel filled with the coals for to be makter the ketores, Natal Machtas HaKesav Al Rosh HaMizbeach. He would take a silver shovel, go up to the top of the ramp of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and Upinas HaGecholim and he would move around some of the coals and he would shovel out from the center where it was hottest. And then he went down and he poured those coals into a golden shovel. And a kav of coals spilled out from the golden shovel onto the floor. And they would sweep those extra coals into the Amma Samayim that went through the Beis HaMikdash. But on Shabbos they didn't sweep it into the water because that would be a violation of Mechab. So they would just cover them with a pot. A psachter was a big pot that held a lesach. And there were two chains on it that the Kohanim would use when they would carry the ashes down from the Zbech. One chain in the front with the Kohen would pull the pot as he goes down the ramp on the Adam Zbech. And another chain that another Kohen was pulling from the other end above so that it shouldn't roll down the ramp. The pot was used for three different things. As we mentioned on Shabbos, they would put it over the gecholim, and on Shabbos they would also put it on top of a sheretz if they found a sheretz in the Azara. And they would bring down ashes in it from the pile on top of the mizbech. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet we said that whoever won the raffle for the Ketores would bring a large vessel that had a smaller vessel inside of it that had the Ketores, and it was covered so that nothing could fall into it. And Mishnah Hay, we described how they would get the coals in order to be able to burn the Ketores. And one of the things we mentioned is that when they would pour the coals from the silver shovel into a golden kli, there were extra coals, so during the week they would just sweep those extra coals into the Amas HaMayim, but on Shabbos they would cover it with a pesachter, and that pesachter was used for three different things in the Beis HaMikdash. But next time we'll pick up with Parakei Mishnah Vav.